it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know why you put this in the system on your own accord. I did not ask for this. I didn't tell you to do this. And you have just taken it upon yourself to play a little ISO ball. Here's Bill Self on Darren Peterson.
The maturity of his game. You know, he's an 18-year-old that plays like a 25-year-old. I mean, not too many people, when they play, when you start out doing something in your early in your career doing something, everything seems to be in fast forward. I mean, I would think it's that way in golf. I would think it's that way in baseball, whatever. It just, things are in fast forward. For sure, a football quarterback, you know, everything is happening too fast. With him, everything's in slow motion. And to me, that's a big compliment that he sees the game where it's not sped up.
I remember when the movie Get Out was coming out. And, you know, there's always like hype and buzz for a movie and the way that people talk about movies. And people were talking about Get Out like it was the greatest movie that they had ever seen. And you remember Rotten Tomatoes at one point had Get Out as like their highest rated movie ever. Like there was a lot of buzz for the movie. And I remember when I went to go see in the movie theater and I was thinking to myself, I mean, it's all right. I mean, I didn't hate the movie, but it's not one of the best movies I've ever seen. In fact, I've only seen it the one time. I don't really have much of a desire to go back and watch it. Like, it didn't really wow me and blow me away. Man, I kind of feel like that's what's happening with Darren Peterson here. I'm saying this as somebody who's seen the kid play in real life before. Man, the way we're talking about this, this is one of the most hyped basketball recruits we've ever had in this country, like in this region, ever. I can't wait to see. How long are we giving them until we can start calling things? Because they play real games in the beginning of the season. They play North Carolina in the first 10 games of the season. They play Duke in the first 10 games of the season. They play Connecticut in the first 10 games of the season. How long are we giving this thing with Darren Peterson before we can start to say, I don't know about this. I just want to know.
What's the timeline where we talk about it so we say, oh, we know. He's checking the boxes. Because it works both ways. If you want to tell me, hey, pick a date where we can say, I don't know. You tell me. Pick a date where I can say, see, I told you so. He's a star. If you want to pick the game
no,
in Chapel
I mean, I'm
Hill,
asking you. I mean,
he's playing Kyan Evans, local kid at Chapel Hill.
Yeah, they do.
Game two. If he goes out there and balls out, are we going to say, hey, we need more time before we know? Or are we going to say, oh, look, he's cooking? Like, you tell me your timeline. And I'll just agree to it because people talk about him and Lawrence both on and off the record. Like they are discovering fire for the first time. He is going to be tremendous. So you tell me the date we can say he has lived up to the hype. I just want that date and I want to put it on our calendar.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. I think I might've told this story before. I ran into Greg Gurley and I was like, hey, what's the latest on Darren Peterson? And Greg Gurley told me he's the best freshman that they've ever had. That's what Greg Gurley told me when we had this conversation. He told me he's the best freshman they ever had. Are we willing to give them until the Missouri game? That's like their ninth game of the season. Because I'm looking at it right now. Kansas plays North Carolina in less than a month. Kansas plays Duke in exactly a month from now. They play Notre Dame. They play Syracuse. They play UConn. Like, they play some real teams and real games. And then they play Missouri, who has, I would say, a borderline NBA guard. And it's like, okay, all right. In those first eight real games that they have, if he's what you guys are telling me that he is, I need to see it in the first eight games of the season. So I'm just asking.
We can make the Missouri game. After the Missouri, we can circle back to this conversation. Not the last time we're talking about Darren Peterson on the show. We can circle back to the either it's I don't know or he's checked the boxes. When we leave the T-Mobile Center, me and you are both going down there for that game. When we leave the T-Mobile Center at 2:30-ish on a Sunday afternoon, we can have a conversation on the show the next day about if Darren Peterson has lived up to the hype. Because you're right, he will have played, what, four top 25 schools, I think? Like, I think Missouri could be a top 25 school by that time. Like, we'll know by the time the Chiefs and Texans take the field that night, I guess maybe the Chiefs and Texans gets flexed, but it doesn't matter. By the time the Chiefs and Texans take the field that night, we will know about Darren Peterson.
Someone on the text line makes a fair point. CDOT, you said the same thing last year about Cooper Flagg early in the season and he not being that guy. Now, I will at least point this out. Shoot me a little bit of bail here. The problems that I saw with Cooper Flagg when I gave that opinion, we saw in almost every close game that they had as the season progressed. You remember, Cooper Flagg had a problem handling the basketball with less than 30 seconds left in these games. He had a big problem getting his shot off in these games. So, I mean, I don't feel like I was super far off in the Cooper Flagg. Now, he ended up being a phenomenal college player, no question about it. I mean, I don't really see 6'10 unicorn-like ability from Darren Peterson, but, I mean, Bill Self, who certainly knows a whole lot, Bill Self is saying that he plays like he's 25 years old, and this is the most developed freshman that they have ever had. If we all know what a one-and-done, we all know what a special one-and-done supposed to look like. We know. Don't act like we haven't seen it before. We've seen transcendent one-and-dones.
I'm just saying.
You know what it looked like. And that kid, he ain't playing 2 years of college basketball. No. He's playing 35 games of college basketball.
I will say this, and to the text line's point, if right now Darren Peterson had Cooper Flagg screw at Duke, absolutely checks the box looking for the hype. Cooper Flagg won Naismith Player of the Year. He was number one recruit in the country. He was 17. Yeah, he had a flaw in his game, and it cost him in the Final Four, but he was in the Final Four and won Player of the Year. If Darren Peterson is doing that next year at Kansas, then I can't wait for the moving goalpost. People are like, oh, Steeler didn't win a title. It's a bust. No,
no, I'm not going to say that.
You won't, but there will be people who do.
I'll be on your side if that's the case.
If he's Cooper Flagg, there's a party in Lawrence.
Let me ask you this. Let's say that he turns out to be Andrew Wiggins in college. Is that good or bad? Because I'm guessing that you were going to say that it's bad. And I'm looking at what Andrew Wiggins did in college. Andrew Wiggins averaged 15-6 and shot 45% from the field. I'm guessing you're going to tell me that if he turns out to be Andrew Wiggins, that's not good enough.
I would, based on the hype we're hanging out of Lawrence, I think he needs to be more than Andrew Wiggins. But if Andrew Wiggins is the baseline, then yeah, I would accept that as a basement for Darren Peterson.
That's the basement.
That's the basement.
What's the ceiling? John Wall?
That's probably a fair comparison. John Wall.
Okay. All right. Have you ever been this excited about a Kansas basketball recruit?
It's been a long time since I've been this excited about it.
Long time. Since when? Jock Vaughn? When are we going? Wilt? When are we going back?
For a one and done kid, it's probably been since Wiggins.
Okay. All right.
I didn't have the excitement for Oubre. A lot of people liked Oubre.
The floor is Wiggins and the ceiling is John Wall.
Mm-hmm. Is Zion higher than John Wall?
You think he could be Zion Williamson in college?
I'm trying to find the ceiling.
Do you think he'll be better than Trae Young was at Oklahoma?
Trae Young's a really good answer.
He was turned out to be a phenomenal pro.
Trae Young's really good. Their games are so different, though. Trae Young's probably the ceiling, yeah.
Okay. All right. He could be John Wall, what we heard from our resident Kansas basketball expert, Rob Britton.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.